The new year is a time for fresh starts and big plans. As 2017 kicks off, we check in with Boise State Public Radio General Manager Tom Michael for a chat about what's ahead for the station. Ahead of Monday's State of the State address by the governor, Tom sat down for a State of the Station with Matt Gillum.
2016 saw a lot of changes at Boise State Public Radio, including the arrival of both of us. You arrived in the summer. What were your first 6 months like here?
Yeah, the first 6 months were learning the system, getting to know the staff, learning the area, learning the state, understanding Boise State University as well, and also our complex system of 19 transmitters and translators.
No, it's a pretty technical operation then, right?
Oh, it is. It's very technical. It's an all-digital station, relatively new studio, and kind of a wide system of dissemination of our broadcast signal through our classical service, through our news service, et cetera.
So there's a lot to cover. So just broadly, what would you say then is the state of the station?
Right, the state of the station. You know, this is something that other public service agencies do. I actually borrowed the idea from Dwayne Bradley. He's a GM in Houston. But basically, it's a look forward. We believe in transparency and openness and a deep connection with our listeners. And first, I invite people to go to our website and look at our station financials, our staff, our community advisory board, and of course, the great state news coverage.
So with the new year comes a sense of new beginning. What will be happening at the station in 2017? Is there anything specifically listeners can look forward to, both, you know, short-term and long-term?
You bet. Short-term, we jump right in with the State of the State. That's the annual gubernatorial address here in Idaho. Governor Butch Otter on Monday will be delivering this. Of course, we will be covering the state legislative session in great detail. This is of importance to our region and to the whole state. Also, we have a pilot partnership. You've probably been hearing reports from Northern Idaho as well. We can't announce all of our partnerships yet, but we intend to strengthen those editorially. Idaho Ed News is another one you may have heard on our airwaves, and we, in fact, share a building with them here.
So, I mean, do you think these partnerships can act as something of a buffer or a filter to something we've really been hearing a lot about, especially with the election in 2016? Fake news.
Yeah, I think that is true. We've heard a lot about this election cycle. And I think against this backdrop, Boise State Public Radio really has a renewed role to serve as a trusted guide, sharing the most authentic and remarkable voices in the community and in our state. And we looked at it closer and we found that 86% of public affairs programming is national rather than local. We found that, as everyone knows, daily newspaper staffs have shrunk by more than 25% in the past decade. The same's happened in television network news. So we have a solution for this.
And it is?
Later this year, we will launch a daily radio program. And we feel that it will meet this need for in-depth local and regional news and information. It'll cover, you know, topics of interest to our community, whether it's environmental, public policy, the arts, culture, a sense of place here in Idaho.
And this show is going to be covering, not just focusing rather on Boise and the Treasure Valley, but sort of be trying to reach out to communities across the state and all of our listening area.
Yeah, absolutely. Our coverage area is wide. It includes little snippets of Oregon and Nevada as well. And as we found in our studies and our surveys, there's a great sense of place and a lot of issues that we share here in the Mountain West. And these are the issues we'll cover. If you're a longtime listener, you seek civility, authenticity in your conversations, and we intend to bring that to the radio every day.
Well, there's a big bit of news just coming out today from KBSX. We don't like to toot our own horns, but every once in a while, it's nice to do. We've been selected for something called a Murdoch Grant. I know that the Murdoch specifically focuses on the Northwest region. What does the grant mean? What is it really?
Right. The institution is the M.J. Murdoch Charitable Trust, and this is a multi-year, multi-phase project that will upgrade our infrastructure and improve our technology across our vast statewide system. So it's a $240,000 grant that provides equipment upgrades and infrastructure improvements. And really, we're looking at it in three phases. The first phase in the Treasure Valley, the second phase continues in Twin Falls, and the third phase is exciting because it will improve the automation systems, the infrastructure here. So I think listeners won't notice it every day, but over the long haul, there'll be great improvement. And really, it gives us reliability for the future, too.
So I guess lastly, what are you looking forward to most in the new year here at KBSX?
Well, you know, this is super exciting. We take seriously our mission here in strengthening democracy by providing open access to knowledge and information and presenting it with civility and integrity. And frankly, improving our technology, broadening our editorial staff, I think are steps to improve this.
That was Tom Michael, the general manager here at Boise State Public Radio, outlining his plans for the station in the coming year.